Okay, and great. Welcome back to the Next Panel podcast. This is your host, Aleels. Joined to me up
my right good, yeah. is...
Yes, sir. Sorry, I burped.
That's Burtman Jr.
Hey, guys. And to his right. Yo.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
It's Dre.
Yeah, Zero, as always.
How's everybody doing this week?
Excruciational.
Horrible.
Okay.
Excruciated.
So we're just starting. Just from jump.
I mean, you asked what I'm doing, so
I'll just tell you how it is.
It's excruciational, right?
I mean,
I would have, right?
You know, you guys gave a definition to the word earlier.
We did.
And you can't, how does that
the
work?
The definition is to replace whatever word you want.
Exactly.
I hate it.
Exactly.
Like, come on, just get with the times, bro.
It's all right, bro. It's all
right. Get with the times.
This episode is
But you'll say it's lit.
No,
you'll say
it's
lit. You
can't do that.
You'll say it's lit.
Doing that.
Yeah, no, we're not.
They never gave us anything.
We need.
You can say this episode.
They didn't do nothing.
This episode sponsored by SL, everybody.
Is it?
Get you a SL durag bonnet.
I wonder. Don't sponsorships normally come with like?
We're gonna discuss prices after this.
Hey, you know, funny things about.
I'll talk about our CPM.
Horn is me. Zero is wearing his SL.
Hey, but he didn't shout it out. So, but continue. You already started.
No, it's fine.
I mean, I could shout out this shirt, but with the shirt, but.
You know, you already started,
not
so
SL.
Might as well. This week's episode is sponsored by SL.
Yes.
This shirt by four symbols in a circle.
Get it for all your bonnet, do rags,
etc.
Yeah, etc.
Etc.
Etc. is a very good.
Socks be there.
Everything from socks to car air fresheners.
Yes.
And some excruciational tools.
Ooh, five me.
Hey.
Good job.
This episode is no longer sponsored by the SL.
That's crazy, man.
And that, sir, is how you deal with a sponsorship.
All right, segue us in now, but I feel like the people don't want to hear us talking.
Yeah, so we're talking about E3 again. This is our second episode on it.
Dum, dum, dum.
It's the wrap-up episode.
Finito.
Since the last show, we've seen Nintendo.
Square?
Square
no, Square was
already. Yeah, no, Square was already.
Nintendo
Square?
Bandai?
Yeah, Bandai.
Take Two.
Capcom.
Capcom.
Yes.
And probably someone else, but shout out to y'all. Intellivision.
In all honesty, if we remembered your name other than Xbox and Nintendo, count yourself lucky.
That's petty.
Shout out to Intellivision.
Who the hell is that?
They was there and they were showing some retro games.
I can't
lie.
Say Xbox.
Cool. Like arcade type games.
You can't say Xbox and PlayStation, right?
Xbox.
PlayStation. Xbox, oh, you're right. Xbox and Nintendo. Whole time, y'all want to get computers. So you gotta have to put
Why
some
not?
PC.
PC's showcase was actually
Xbox.
Really good too.
I know
half of that
and
is
so
Xbox.
Was VR.
I know I paid attention.
Yeah, and half, actually all of it really.
Yeah.
27 out of 30.
Xbox
games they showed us.
PC basically had like 3 showcases.
Yeah,
because VR was pretty much just them, and the only hint of Sony you got. Xbox was like half them. And
so,
Nintendo does Nintendo type things.
So
like shut down Evos.
Should we even talk about Nintendo because you know how they are with. People talking about them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can talk about it. You just can't show any of this stuff.
No, yeah, I know.
You just
I was
can't
just
show
a little joke.
Have
audio
out there.
A little joke.
You know, we don't want to get copyrighted for saying we like the games.
You know, I don't want to show my friends something
terrible.
That I can't show them. You know, so
hey, you want to see this trailer for this game that's advertising this game that I'm now advertising to you for them for free?
Then a random
sure,
agent
show it to me. Copyright. Okay.
Yeah, then the agent is going to come out of you out of nowhere and smack the shit out of you.
Right.
Just to save me your whole Switch.
So. I have one question.
Yep.
Okay. Can I start off?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. It's my moment, guys.
Okay. Excreviate it.
I'm not going to let y'all down on this one.
Okay.
Make no mistake.
Let me get my chocolates out the way. All right. Out of all the E3 showings for each company, what is your favorite game that's coming out? For each company? Yeah. So like for Capcom, Microsoft.
Capcom showed no new
Capcom
games.
Capcom just like took a nap.
Yeah. The favorite, yeah.
They existed.
Yeah, they were there.
I could have sworn Capcom showed the game.
They showed no new games.
Didn't they show Ace Attorney?
That was announced before.
Yes. And it's a game that came out that's just getting
okay.
finally brought
what
here.
What game are you most hyped about for each company, I guess?
Well, I guess for Capcom, it'd be Resident Evil because they talked about it.
Yeah,
and that's about what they talked about.
Okay,
I agree with Resident
that's
Evil.
About all of
I'm
it.
Revenue,
yeah,
so.
Or Monster Hunters.
Monster Hunter 2. Right?
Oh, stories.
Yeah.
Didn't know there was a 1. To be honest, if I'm being honest. I got into Monster Hunter when World came out.
Yeah, I'm happy that you're honest sometimes. I mean, sometimes.
You know, I try to
okay,
be.
Okay, so do you agree with Resident Evil? Are you agreeing with Resident Evil?
Yeah. I'm still in 7.
What else did they talk about?
Monster Hunter?
Yeah. No, but I'm saying for each.
Oh, no, I'm saying for Capcom.
Yeah,
like,
that was Capcom.
It's pretty much Resident Evil and Phoenix, right?
I'm going for Resident Evil 2 for Capcom.
I'm not truly. Actually, I am kind of hyped because the story kind of got me, though. I'm kind of into the Resident Evil story now.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
The reason why I asked that question, the reason why, since we started with Capcom, the reason why I asked the question is because I remember last week, I started somebody. He was like, you know, Ace Attorney seems like a great game.
I said it seems like a cool game.
Oh, excuse me, my fault.
So cool was the word in turn?
Yeah, cool, okay, cool was the word.
Cool and great is two different things.
Yeah.
Really
you
different.
You can't set them up like that, cool.
Right,
cool.
So, it was a cool
it's
game.
Like there are DC
cool
movies
game.
That are cool.
Mm-hmm. It was a cool game.
What is it great?
I'm kind of wondering what makes it cool. You know what I'm saying? So I thought maybe he can shed some light on that.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. It looks
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I played
cool.
The other Ace Attorney games. They're fun.
What
you
makes
know.
It fun?
It's just an enjoyable game.
Okay.
You can have fun with it.
It's like, what makes Call of
Duty? You know,
it's
not great, but it's fun.
The fighting, the guns, the lobbies.
We fight and kill in almost every game we play.
The party chat.
But it's exactly.
The party chat is the party
exactly.
Chat isn't
so
part of.
So RIP is already
no, not,
different.
No, not
so
the party chat. The Call of Duty the chat. Oh,
okay.
So it's unique off RIP because it's not just a whole bunch of fighting.
Yeah.
So what makes it unique?
It kind of has like a mystery thing.
Yeah,
like
it's like
basically.
A.
It's like you
like
investigate
Sherlock
a crime.
So
it's like you investigate
a
crime
scene. You're an attorney,
type
but
shit,
you're
but
more
you
of a detective than
yeah.
You are an attorney.
Okay.
So basically, it's Law and Order, but
yeah.
You play the role of Benson.
So it's like
and
so
I can't remember
like,
the district
so you're
attorney
saying it's like Law and Order with no semen in it. Because you know they find all the crimes.
Honestly,
I haven't played all of them. I
it
don't
is
know
definitely
what
an RPG out of Japan. They're made that might be
Law and Order.
That might
no
be the mascot
it,
of the series.
They can't solve the case.
Mm-hmm.
Like they could shoot somebody,
but there
if
was
no semen on the ground and they're getting away.
Like,
no,
but there's
Law
blood splatter everywhere.
Really
but
lucky,
no
like
semen.
Every criminal decides to jack off at the crime scene.
You know,
before they
was like, well, I just murdered this whole family. Might as well get one. Might as well let her rip.
We have it. We have evidence.
It's like, we have evidence, yes. He
like
masturbated
what?
Into a standing.
He skydived out of the plane. Yes,
he
did skydive
on the floor.
He did skydive out of the plane, but he left
like,
him on the
how are we going to find him? Well, there's nothing at the crime scene other than the body, the murder weapon, semen for some reason, a half-eaten sandwich, and a bottle of water. But
no,
I don't know how we going to find him.
No, because you got to make it more detailed. There's a condom.
Yes, yes.
Me even better.
And that's
like,
inside the happy.
There's
family.
An ID that doesn't match the victim. We can't identify him, but
we found semen.
We found some semen.
Dung, dung.
Or they hit you with them. We found two types of blood on the victim. So if one is theirs, then the other is the perpetrator. It's like, oh, I thought it might have been the chef.
Yeah,
great job. Yeah,
the
so
fact,
okay.
The fact that we're doing a montage about Law and Order.
Nah,
is
it's hilarious. It's,
yeah.
It goes with the game at least.
Law and Order is great, but they really be hitting you with a
so,
lot of
so time. So we said Capcom, right?
Yeah.
I want to do Microsoft next because I know we each have a different game.
Okay.
Okay.
Low key.
I'll start with Halo, obviously.
Okay.
You know, I'm really happy with the improvements, and I feel like they're bringing it back to the old days.
Yeah.
And they added the grapple hook. You know, it feels.
Halo
looked amazing to me.
I'm coming from a dude that hates first person shooters.
Yeah, yeah.
Halo
I'm looking
good.
For Halo.
I'm
going
to say
good.
This now because I don't want nobody to cut off my arm. I mean, have the same answer as me.
Yeah, you're lying.
No, I'm not. But the Battlefield looked great.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them would have said Battlefield,
yeah.
By the way.
Knowing my luck, it would just be like.
He definitely wouldn't have
I
said
wasn't
yeah, I wasn't
going to
say Battlefield.
And
you know where I was going.
Boy.
No, you know what's so funny? I was gonna. I had two options.
Don't say your second option yet because
they were gonna say
yeah.
This, one
yeah.
Of them was gonna say this option.
Because if you take my other one, then I might hurt you.
Yeah, but
okay.
I'm listen.
You go first.
When they say, I'm gonna say name. I'm gonna give you the Law and Order gong. But
you know we have a soundboard. Right?
Yeah.
They don't got the Law and Order song yet.
Okay.
Yeah. And Gray, that's your job.
Yeah.
I don't have a job.
That's why I was pointing at you. Right?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Go ahead. You don't want me to start messing with these sounds because you ain't never gonna talk.
That might work.
Access denied.
Oh, no. I was looking forward to access tonight.
Redfall. I like Redfall a lot.
Right. Redfall look cool. You know I'm here for co-op and shooting.
Right.
I like shooting co-op.
I'm either gonna go. You know, I was thinking Redfall. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
I figured.
But I'm gonna go either Forza or Starfield.
Pay me.
Hey.
Pay me.
Starfield also looks really good.
So fun fact, I was really gonna say
Forza.
Just to mess up.
You know what's funny? Before you went, I was gonna say if you say Forza, you're the biggest liar on this pod. Just because I knew.
That's why I didn't say Forza.
Yeah, yeah.
The game I'm most hyped to like look at. Forza.
Yeah, yeah. The game I'm most hyped to watch somebody else play.
Forza.
Yeah. Forza.
Yeah, Forza. Forza.
Or Flight
Sim. Nah, the game I'm most hyped to watch somebody else play is Resident Evil.
You know, there's there's now official second game that I don't want to hear or I'm going to be upset about.
Avengers?
We don't say the A word in here.
Yeah, this is
I told Corey.
What are you excreviating here?
Yeah, you ready?
Something different over here.
You ready? I told Corey. He's going to be like, yo, Bo, how about Call of Duty? This is your captain speaking. we're currently about 20,000 miles over Miami, and we cannot launch into the war zone.
We talking about flight simulator?
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's hilarious, but I swear to God, I don't want to see this man play this game.
I do.
I can't.
If you stream it, I'll watch.
If you
I watch one time.
Okay, I don't mind you playing it, but if you play that over playing with us, that shows a lot where you stand at.
This is your captain speaking.
You see, what you really gotta do is be like, yo, Bo.
I've been to the map of Warzone before.
I'm over, I'm about to fly through.
Yeah, I've seen the map of Warzone before.
Is there a multiplayer? Because I will crash my plane.
Wait, imagine, like, you could literally fly the plane over the Call of Duty map and just be like, yeah, nah, there's two in front of you by the house. They just ran in the back.
I'm a rocket launcher the whole
time. Yeah, every time I'm playing.
I'm just waiting.
That's what they need.
Where I'd be like,
they need a UAV that you can remote control, and then just like from the start of the game, it's just Bo from the start. Like, yep.
I'm like,
currently flying over
the
Super Bowl.
Come on, play Call of Duty with us. This year, Captain Speaking. We are currently in front of your house. Like, no, you're not. Let me show you my stream. Like, come on, bro. Like,
I think you should take a look at this.
But look now with that flight simulator, it's gonna make a Lil's feel like he's Quagmire now. He'd be able to fly planes and all that. Yeah.
He ain't got the chin for it.
Giggity.
So you're going.
I'm going Starfield, I think.
Starfield,
yeah.
Battlefield, Halo, Redfall.
Mm-hmm. You know, just because it looks like a game I could play with my friends, and that's what matters to me the most.
Mm-hmm. You're not saying that right now.
Playing
on this
games with my friends.
We play games together all the time.
I feel like this.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Hey,
when was the last time we all played a game together?
As the four of us. First off, you just started getting back online again, so don't come at me with that.
Oh,
Corn, that's fair enough.
We're out here streaming for weeks.
I feel like this thing right here is what you're doing right now.
No, I mean the same game. The same game.
You can't be Captain. I was going to say Tom
Captain.
No,
I'm Captain.
Yo, Corn, man.
You listen, he's Tom.
He's like, yeah, you know, I feel like this is the game. Come on, man.
So. Yeah. When Corn likes a game, he's playing it with us all day.
If I don't like a game, I have better things to do.
But he does say he doesn't like games sometimes just so he doesn't have to play. Because he'll have fun with some games.
No. It's more like I won't like a game, but I just won't say I don't like it as much as other ones. If I'm every now and then I have fun with it. That's why Warzone was good for a little bit.
Again, we can all get on Killing Floor. That's all I'm saying.
We could
or
do that.
I wouldn't mind doing Killing Floors.
Okay.
We got a rogue bump.
I'm not opposed to it.
You're outnumbered down.
I'll play Killing Floors.
Killing Floors, I'm not opposed to it. And then we all got to, and again, we also got to make this decision because, you know, me and Bowen are about to take a special step into our friendship matrimony. And we're going to be game sharing. We're going to be game sharing soon.
Yeah. You'll be game sharing with the next panel.
That's fine.
Oh, damn. So you're sharing with all of us.
I feel like I'm being disrespected.
Yeah.
Not really.
You just got disrespected.
It's anytime we're playing a four-player game. I mean.
See?
Look, I know what my game share button is. Hey. Come here, pal.
Not that we play the same games at all.
We still got
them. We literally got, like, no benefit from each other.
Well, but we got them if we need them.
Well, guys, just want to let you know, this divorce has happened so subtle, so quick. You know,
y'all were married for, like, were those fireworks?
I hope so.
We was married for, like,
that's purple.
We was married for like not. It's green. There we go.
Why is
somebody has an amazing father?
We are recording this podcast on Father's Day, right?
Yeah.
Is that when fathers gain independence from? Never mind.
You're not gonna do that.
You sound too woke right now. Yesterday was Juneteenth.
Yo,
I like where
you know
going.
What,
with
you know what? That's a discussion we gotta have off the pod.
I'm upset. You know what? Hold on, guys.
No, Nintendo, we're not doing this yet.
Are you sure?
So from Nintendo.
What were you? What was your top game from Nintendo?
Top game from Nintendo.
I think
Star Wars. He didn't start off yet.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah.
Zelda.
Zelda.
Okay.
What else was there? But I feel like everybody's going to say Zelda.
I'm not going to say Zelda. No. I'm not a Zelda fan.
I don't think I'm going to say Zelda, but I don't know if I remember what Zelda. No, I remember what I was going to say.
You know what? You know what?
Corey, sorry.
I think it's time that you,
you know?
Nah, I like my share.
No, I'm talking about...
Oh, yeah. But he had a good idea, so he got it.
Alright, he gets away with it. Wow. So, guys,
although I might take off a week, because, you know, now he's not doing his job. Okay, right. Off pod.
If you guys don't see me in 2 weeks... I'm not okay. I'm just letting it be known now.
And if y'all don't see him in 2 weeks, that means my pay went up by 3 cents.
Yep. Wow. Sidebar.
It's 3 to 5.
Also, you're gonna keep him, and he's just gonna disrespect you like that?
Corn is a contributing member of the pod. You know, every time I ask for a task, it's done. It's done.
Access.
That's all I'm saying.
Deny.
Out of the three of you, right? Each job I've given you. Corn is the only one who does it on a timely fashion.
Well, fun fact. A Bowen fact.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. So from 16 minutes to 20, we're going to talk about our jobs?
Might as well.
All right, let's do it. All right, so fun fact. Access denied.
This has become a labor pod.
Fun fact. Bowen told me to do social media content, right? Let me ask him, where's the email, where's the password, and where's the page?
Every time I ask Corey to do it, he's like, I'm not doing it. Every time.
That is
true. No, this is a lie. Because on Monday, I said, you know what? I will do it.
That is true.
Send me your email. Send me the password. So, and I'll start on it.
Yes. So your job is good, too.
So that this week is on me for your job. But yes. Those other 2 weeks, that's on you.
Wait, how the other 2 weeks?
Because you said no those other weeks. You finally said yes. Hey, I don't want
to
hear it.
Did I ever agree to this?
I think you did.
You did.
I think we
were ecstatic about it the first day. This is the second time on the job, and you're like...
It's the first day. I was pressing buttons.
Yeah, what about this
week? We're not even 20 minutes in. We gotta talk.
The pod's only an hour, bro. Yeah. It's like halfway through.
Well, fun fact. The tablet's only like 25%.
But I said it's almost
half. Look, it's only 25%.
Enough.
Yeah. It's dying, all
right? And remember the password. It's just a square.
Yeah. Well.
I know my job password.
Do you?
It was wrong.
From the middle, go down and around. That's all you gotta do. Simplest password ever.
He did it wrong again.
You said from the middle?
From the middle, go down, and then around.
No, my God.
It died.
No way.
Look, you gave me that.
It's definitely on still. Look, down and around.
It's so loud.
That's not a square.
That is not a square.
What is that then?
That's more of a G than a square.
A G?
That's a G turned to the side or a 6. It could be a 9.
It could be one.
But
no.
I see the square
it's not a square.
It's four corners, it's but that bottom corner is still open.
So how do you start a square?
It's more of
I guess.
So let me ask you a question. How do you start a square?
It's more of
from
a polygon.
The middle?
Access
denied. My man, that was perfect.
There you go. Earn your 3 cents.
He's like, how you start a square from the middle?
Perfect.
Access denied. No, we can't do that, man. We can't do that.
All right, guys.
It's like dividing by zero.
All right, look.
So
let's
get
Nintendo.
So let's get Nintendo.
So, all right.
You can say the same thing.
Yeah.
You just
no,
be hyped.
No, because I gotta make the pod interesting. We can't both all agree with it. Although
we're all not gonna agree.
Yeah,
it's just
it's
you
just
agreeing with
two.
People.
Oh yeah, true. So
yeah, I'm not a Zelda guy.
Give me two.
I'm
so
not a Zelda guy.
Here's what I'm doing.
And we're probably not gonna.
Here's how I'm explaining it. I like Zelda. I'm very hyped for Zelda. But I'm also hyped. I'm also might get back to playing Smash Brothers because I like the add-ons that
Kazuya.
Kazuya. I forgot that Ken and Ryu was in it now. You know, it's kind of dope now. So I like probably might get back into it if they can fix the camera angles for me.
Well,
I think
trust
that's
me, if you just do
players.
Like 1v1s,
yeah.
You'll be fine. Because it like zooms in and then you just like a regular fighting game.
True.
It'll only zoom out if you're
so,
too off.
Maybe if I can fix the camera angle just in regular. So
or choose smaller stages. So.
Yeah, like choose Battlefield. Big Battlefield, you know?
All right, you work for them?
I fight with a lot of people.
Okay.
Direct.
So, am I allowed to say Mario Party?
Okay.
Is there a new
Mario Party coming out. What upset me with Mario Party, though...
It looked fire, though.
It's not DLC for the one that's
it's
out
of
it.
Yeah.
It's a whole new
I
game.
With the older maps. I mean...
Yeah.
I thought
that's
it was DLC.
I thought
first.
It was DLC
remastered?
First.
Then
too.
I was like, "Oh no, this is just a new Mario Party."
Would you label it as a remaster?
No, it's
no.
A new
Mario,
and
Mario
I think
Party 12.
But it's Mario Party 12, and it got
or
all the old
9
maps.
Or some shit like that.
Well, it's like the 64, like Nintendo.
Yeah, it's like
yeah.
The best maps
like the
from
old
the
maps.
Old system.
So you say like a collection?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That's a new game, man.
Bro, that's DLC that you add on.
No, it could have been DLC.
I agree with that, but it could have been DLC. That's why I asked if I could say that, because I know what it is.
But what I would give them is that pausing thing on, like, pausing online. That alone could be a reason why they had to go new game.
I guess. That's an update. That's an update.
So I can't say that?
No, you can't.
Okay.
Can I say one thing before you go over? Sorry, I gotta get used to it.
Go
ahead, Zero.
There you go. All right, so.
I gotta respect the conch.
So I'm picking SMT.
SMT. That's the Persona Grandpa game?
I'm talking.
You want me to deny him?
Yeah, please.
No, go ahead. Okay. Yeah. So he learned his lesson.
It's SMT, because... Honestly, I've only played like two of them.
So, quick question, sidebar. Would you sacrifice us for SMT?
No.
Okay, that's all I need here. I needed a positive note from him, all right?
I might sacrifice you for the Yankees to win the World Series? No, they should be doing it already.
There we go.
Maybe for Zelda this year, right? Ooh. Like, if they offered you Zelda this year instead of 2022...
I would never sacrifice
the way you're looking at me makes me feel like you just saying
right.
He's looking at you or me?
Never.
He's looking at me.
Yeah. Okay. I would never
sacrifice.
I don't know why I came into the Zelda.
Just never sacrifice my friendship.
Yeah, for Zelda 2, Breath of...
If you're talking about a Bloody Roar remake. If you're talking about a Bloody Roar remake.
You were just positive, bro. You just said no. Just leave it out
there. I sacrifice myself.
Ooh!
For a Bloody Roar remake? Yeah.
For Bloody Roar?
Yeah.
For like 9 stages,
my man Bakuryu,
like 16 characters.
About that,
I'm not even worth. I'm not worth 30.
If it was 12 characters, 12 characters in 4 stages, maybe. Yeah.
Damn. This is
the value went down from last week.
I'm sacrificing Zero for a kid stage, 3 boards you gotta beat, an adult stage. With 16 boards you gotta beat. Then you gotta fight. Am I saying his name right? Ganondorf. You know what I'm saying?
Divide
the horse.
Yeah.
Open world.
God?
You sacrificing me for 9 characters and 5 boards?
Nah, we
ain't. I said 8 characters and 4 boards.
So. Alright, we can go with that. Hurt my feelings.
Oh my god.
But we know.
I'll sacrifice you for this. As long as they don't make another firefighting Stardust, you're gone. That's all they need to tell me.
As long as you don't get into the Pikachu situation, you know.
Hey, you know what I like about our friendship? We know where we stand. You know.
Nowhere. We don't stand on anything.
Low key for some cheese nips and an Arizona.
You might have a friend that you don't know what they would kill.
He didn't even say it.
Yeah, not the it. Those are going to cost more.
Oh, man. You see? Like other friends, they might sacrifice you for some next shit. You know exactly where, like, what you're worth.
June 20th.
As long as Atlas doesn't offer me anything, y'all are pretty much free.
June 20th, 2021. I realize.
What about Halo?
Dark humor.
Well, they said it's not coming out.
I'm not sacrificing.
Has no boundaries.
Yeah, my rocks. Friends.
Oh, you'll be good.
Dre.
Aww.
As your friend, you need to look for better stuff, because. I'm just saying.
I'm not killing nobody. But I'm telling y'all right now.
What about a meatball man?
I'm totally
with honey mustard.
Right.
You know, to have your own Chick-fil-A.
That's your Chick-fil-A.
And you can have Chick-fil-A on Sundays.
No, I'm not doing it.
Yo, I only had Chick-fil-A once, but I'll kill you guys for Chick-fil-A on Sundays.
Ooh, I feel like you'll kill us for anything.
What about
not anything?
Pretty much.
What
about
not
$10 billion?
You better kill me.
Yeah.
If you don't kill me,
I'm upset.
If you don't kill me for $10 billion, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. I might have to do that for 10, but I might do it. Make y'all come back as robots.
That's, you know, with $10 billion, you might be able to.
What type of robot?
Dre, what the hell you think this is? Futurama?
Perfect day.
If we come back as robots, well, it's definitely Bender.
Okay.
100%.
Okay, I
give
you
100%,
bro.
So, SMT, Mario Party, Zelda.
No, I said
Smash.
Smash.
Okay. What's next?
All right. So we did
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. I didn't pay.
I'm gonna give them a big access denied on that one. I would do it, but
Ubisoft might have showed the second most games. I think.
Yeah, they Far Cry.
But I pretty much just remember Far Cry. What else they showed?
Oh, Avatar.
Oh, yes.
We Avatar keep forgetting game. About Avatar every time.
Continuous. And
Guardians, I think?
That's
right. No, that's Guardians with Square.
What was it? Bethesda, right?
No, that's Square.
Square.
Oh, that's the one. Like, 2 years ago at E3, they said it was doing a Marvel X Square Enix, mm-hmm. and I thought it was Avengers, but they said it wasn't. Yeah. Might have been that.
So, I guess for Ubisoft, I'm going to go with Mario versus Rabbids.
Ubisoft, I don't remember the games. I don't want to, I don't, and mind you, I've seen it a couple times. Is it, what's that game called? Repass? Repass? The joint with the weird camera angles, but it was really good. It had a,
Replaced.
It was Replaced, right?
Was that Ubisoft?
I'm not sure. I'm just throwing names out here to make sure.
I think that was in the Xbox One.
Damn it. I can't think of any games from
honestly, Ubisoft. I'm really just blanking on the game station.
Yeah, I'm gonna blank on it. That
was so from what I remember, it was Far Cry, Avatar. No, that was in Xboxes. Shit, I just had the name. Far Cry, Mario, Rainbow Six.
That was my answer.
Here you go.
Thanks a lot, Bo.
I'm trying to think. I know there was one game on there that I was like...
There was another one.
Because I had a game for each joint. Mm-hmm. I seriously had a game for each joint. I was prepared this time, guys. And I dead don't remember that Ubisoft joint. But just because you named something, I'll just go with Rainbow Six. So.
Okay.
I agree with you on that one.
But you can't agree with me on Zelda. It's cool.
That's crazy.
Because Nintendo had
heat. I get it.
Nintendo had heat, bro. I could have said Pokemon. I could have said Pokemon.
Corn, what about you? I'm going to guess Far Cry?
Yeah, definitely Far Cry. I was just looking to see if there's anything.
What's
maybe
that other game that said it was made by Far Cry? Is that Ubisoft?
What?
Ubisoft? You talking about the Tiny Tina thing?
I think so.
That's Gearbox. That was shown today, too. That was interesting.
It looks interesting.
That was on Gearbox's thing.
Did they do a combined show?
They did. They went after Ubisoft.
Okay.
The movie is the other thing they showed that they spent mad time on. And the DLC for Valhalla. Mm-hmm. And Just Dance.
Okay.
And Riders Republic, but I...
What was the next one?
The Rocksmith thing. You got the Rocksmith thing. There you go. It was out there.
What the
F? We found it. Definitely Far Cry 6. Co-op.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting bad guys. Blowing shit up. Maybe driving, fighting animals.
Animal cruelty.
No, it's not animal cruelty. They got if you got a bear locked up in a cage in an outpost, I'm trying to take over. You think I'm not letting the bear out, let him do what he do? Then once he dip out, I come in and kill the rest of you?
No, you just said fighting animals.
So I mean, if they attack me, yeah, someone just take a shotgun to his dome.
Okay.
Don't swing on me. I'm still a human. We have weapons.
what's next? Square next, I guess?
Square.
Square Enix was underwhelming to me.
I kind of want to apologize about Square a little bit. I think they actually did better.
I'm just happy for Guardians.
True, but like, now that I'm thinking about it, taking their whole presentation in, like, they did show off the Final Fantasy game. Mm-hmm. Which, thinking about it, we hadn't seen anything about it. We just knew that Team Ninja was working with them or something.
Yeah, but then they gave us a terrible entry for the demo.
Well, I mean, yeah, the demo, but they still gave us a demo. Like, basically, like, from that Final Fantasy game, we got the most that we got out of E3. Because we did get a trailer. We got gameplay. They talked about it. And a demo. And an announcement, technically. Because it wasn't even really, like, announced yet.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your game, tough guy?
Like, that was kind of it. For Square Enix?
Mm-hmm.
What I just said.
So, Final Fantasy Origins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dre, Guardians.
Guardians. Listening.
I didn't listen
to Corey.
Phoenix, right? Yeah.
Zero took my answer because Final Fantasy was definitely one of them. But there was, wasn't there another game like that that looked like Devil May Cry-ish in a way? That's Square Enix.
What was that?
Or was that
so that was a Team Ninja.
That was the Final Fantasy. I think we know where I'm going with this one.
Because they didn't show 16, right? Where we're talking.
Wakanda Forever, the Avengers.
You know, cut. They showed that.
Cut.
Okay.
Cut. Quit.
Quit.
Access denied.
Okay. War, was it War of Wakanda? War in Wakanda? War of Wakanda? Whatever it is.
We're not allowed to speak on it.
Plus the DLC that they announced for,
I can't. Yeah. No. I can't be here anymore.
I can't wait to talk off the air, because I got to address something about Bowen that's freaking hilarious. But we'll get to that later.
Yeah. So Wakanda forever.
Oh, Wakanda?
Yeah. Wakanda.
Fully Wakanda.
Fully.
Like that. Okay. Gotcha.
Ibombe.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know?
I'm not all even of it. Sure.
Okay, exactly. So.
The World Ends With You. They showed that, didn't they? Was that Square that showed that, or was that Nintendo?
I think. I'm not sure.
Hmm.
What's the next one?
Okay,
I mean Gearbox, but like basically it was just a Tiny Tina thing. It's the only thing they showed. So
yeah,
we can't even vote on that.
I'm gonna pass.
Did we touch on everyone?
No.
Bandai.
Bandai didn't show nothing new either.
They didn't show anything.
That's true.
I don't even think they showed anything old. Because we didn't get Scarlet Nexus, nothing.
It was the Kakarot DLC.
This Kakarot DLC?
I guess.
All right, I'll address it. I feel like this E3 was basically
overall
a DLC type of
yeah, except for
a few
except for Nintendo and Xbox. Really, yeah. It was mostly DLC.
I feel like it was really lazy, which brings me
to Ubisoft wasn't. Ubisoft did some other stuff,
which brings me to my second question, because I can't prepare.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all think was the best E3 that y'all experienced?
Go back and try.
I'm not gonna lie.
That I can remember.
That you can remember. That you felt like, oh my god, this was the best.
The one with The Last of Us, kinda, because they had they was doing whole like, performances and shit.
Last year's Sony one.
So well, it was that? Like, well, Sony the, oh, the Summer like, Game Fest, yeah. I guess, if you want to call it.
Yeah.
Not the last year.
That's when they did the announcement for the PlayStation.
The PlayStation 5 stuff.
Yeah, they did the reveal for the PS5.
It was fire.
Xbox
bro.
Did it. Showcase.
Xbox did it.
Oh, no. I saw it. I just don't remember.
But if you want to talk actual E3, I don't know if it was 2013 or 2016. One of those two were good.
In terms of announcements, I don't really remember when games were announced. If I'm just talking about like what I remember being something, I remember.
Like something that was like,
for The Last of Us, like they had the homie playing the guitar on stage, and everybody was in a tent with lights to like mimic the scene from the game. Like that was wild.
That was wild.
Like they was cutting away and then cutting in, and you think you see the audience, but you see like a whole set piece to advertise this game. Like that's a lot. It's like the dunk contest when everybody started bringing out props for everything.
Yeah.
It was like at the point just before it was like, okay guys, just dunk at this point. Yeah.
My favorite EP was the one with Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu. There was a couple of good games on there that I actually got into a little bit as well. I thought that was a good research showing. And then what made it so hype for me, it brought me back as a kid, because like I said, when that came out, when that came out, it was like Red and Blue. Like, you know what I'm saying? Red and Blue, but it was just Let's Go Eevee, Let's Go Pikachu. On top of that, we playing the game on a TV screen now. So that was like monumental to me. That's really why I asked the question, because it's something that brings out more, like, you know what I'm saying, more to you.
You know what I wish? You know what? We could save this for another episode. No, man.
I'm curious to know now. Damn.
I was going to wish.
Give them a little teaser.
Okay, like games we wished got announced.
Oh, we could definitely.
I'm not going to lie. That was,
that's good.
That was going to be my first question.
So, but this, like, I really put a new Pokemon Stadium. When you said Let's Go Eevee, because you could play Pokemon Yellow on your TV on Pokemon Stadium.
So, here's the thing. Once they announced that we were getting both the remake and that new Legends of Arceus, I knew we weren't getting a third Pokemon game announced.
Not just that, but you know what I didn't know?
Technically, I did, though.
What?
Technically, I got a new Pokemon announced.
No, I'm saying we weren't getting a third one. Oh, you mean Unite?
Yeah, that
got announced way back. Like, a new game.
Oh, okay.
You know?
You know what I noticed about Stadium and Coliseum?
What?
Well, not that I noticed, but was pointed out to me in the video. When Nintendo was doing the thing, and they was like doing the anniversary thing, and they were going through all the Pokemon games, spin-off, Mystery Dungeon, Coliseum, and XD were like the only two not there at all. Like, they never even showed them. Like, not even the logo.
Right. I don't think they showed Battle of Evolution either.
I don't think like the minigames from Pokemon.
Again, it's almost like any of those Coliseum-type games are just like, fuck it for whatever reason. People seem to love it.
Again, I'm not the brightest a brightest light in the room, but when you think about it, we definitely got four.
Four.
Pokemon. We got Snap in April. Mm-hmm. You got this in July. That Unite game. You know, it looks cheesy as hell to me. But you got the Unite game, and also you're getting Ruby and Silver in November.
Diamond and Pearl.
Diamond and Pearl, excuse me. Sorry.
I was gonna say Ruby and Silver.
But yeah, you get four Pokemon. I honestly think Pokemon did their thing this year, truthfully.
Because it's their 25th anniversary.
Oh, so that's why I was going crazy. Of course. That makes sense.
Plus, I mean, Snap is like... Yeah. When we say we're looking for a new Pokemon game, we're not
Snap is not what I'm.
We're not pointing.
I mean, not to say that I'm not. That's happy like saying, that they
oh,
gave
I can't
us a
wait
remake
for a new
Pokemon
a new
game.
They should have let us evolve them though. Bro.
But
it's like,
yeah,
oh,
that's
yeah.
not what I mean.
You want a new Pokemon game?
I mean,
here's
yeah,
Mystery
I'll
Dungeon.
Be,
it's like no.
I don't mean to be like, you know what I'm saying. I don't want to be a jerk when I say it, but I'm just saying, you know, you got to take.
Yeah, no,
I
most definitely.
Like right now, if like for me, the answer to Dre's question. To take one of Andre's questions, a game that I wish that was announced, if it was a new Street Fighter, okay. I'm tired of
getting Capcom's.
Yeah,
especially when they brought up that like tournament, and you were like, "Is there a new Street Fighter to go along with this?"
Yeah,
no, we're still
playing for so long, just like Rockstar T's Grand Theft Auto 6.
We're still playing the same one. Okay,
exactly.
Cool.
I would say Grand Theft Auto 6, but never mind. Grand Theft Auto is like a whole new podcast of us talking about. If you wanted my opinion on that. But you would have gave me a Street Fighter, and I don't even like how the Street Fighter's characters look in that game. I would have.
You want the 2D style?
Yeah. I want, just like how Metroid is. You mm-hmm. saw how Metroid looks so, like, crisp?
Clean, yes.
It's clean. It's like a clean 2D. Give me that as a Mega Man, because that would have been super clean, too. Even though Mega Man did it, they tried it.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Capcom didn't announce anything for Mega Man?
Nope.
Bro, no. On its anniversary. Yo, these
I
game companies, oh my god. Yeah. If games could divorce you, right?
Yeah,
Kid
them.
Icarus, Mega Man, all of them niggas would
Bomberman, Kirby, Donkey Kong.
Oh my
god. So we can say
god.
Nintendo's like the P. Diddy of the consoles?
Yes.
It
100%.
Is wild.
Can I explain that to me?
Yeah.
Like, so you know how P. Diddy does really bad stuff to, like, his artist never got anything.
He really holds all
he, like,
oh,
he,
yeah.
he controls the shit
yeah,
out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like,
damn.
But you would have given me a Street Fighter game, 2D, a cleaner 2D style, or even a Street Fighter Alpha. I would have loved it. You know what I'm saying? It
Alpha
dope.
Was fun.
Alpha yeah. was hilarious. It was super dope. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of games that can be, like, fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And they just didn't do it for me, so.
Right. What about you,
Bob?
What do you wish?
So from Capcom, I missed a Mega Man announcement. From Nintendo, I would say a new Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, niggas have been racing on the same tracks.
That's true.
Since the Switch first dropped.
This is true.
So if we're doing console, so Capcom, I would agree with probably Street Fighter. Nintendo, I'll agree.
Right.
Nintendo, give me a Bomberman.
They gave me one.
They did, right?
At launch, yeah.
Take that back.
What about you?
I'll come back for a Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be real with you. I can't
nothing.
Really?
What the hell?
Like, I'm thinking like announcements as far as like a
like announcement
yeah,
of a game that you
like,
always
of video games
wanted.
Like from them, from Microsoft. I'm not gonna care. I don't have an Xbox. I only had one in my life.
For Microsoft, I would want a Gears of War.
It's like, Nintendo, it's like I already know we're getting Pokemon and SMT. I don't know what else I'd want from Nintendo.
So,
Sony, like,
the only reason why I wouldn't say
well,
Gears
Sony
of War is because
so
Hivebusters
like
just
say.
Came out.
Huh?
So, like, for Gears of War, I mean, we know they're working on Gears 6, but Hivebusters is still, I wouldn't say new, but it's recent enough that I guess we wouldn't get a new announcement from them.
I could
have went for a Devil May Cry game too, but I
Devil feel like they just announced that they were doing the special edition for 5.
Yeah.
On PS5, so
but
even that's like.
You know what I would like from Square, a Tomb Raider game.
Oh.
You know I don't know I kind of feel like the Tomb Raider, like those three games I feel like, it's a good little trilogy. Just
yeah.
leave it like at that.
And from Sony, I wanted Twisted Metal. I miss Twisted Metal.
Ooh,
so much.
That's a classic.
Well, apparently Sony is still having a... They're supposed to have a State of Play or something like that later.
Because even if they weren't doing it for E3, they normally do one in the summer anyway.
Yeah.
So they didn't even do anything, so I can't really say Sony. Like, just through those, like, Gearbox, I guess you could have done something.
Do we have a Kirby?
Well, yeah, they gave us Kirby Fighters, and there was a new Kirby maybe early last year.
Well, all right, I'll say this then. Could have gave me a Donkey Kong Country.
Yep.
A newer Donkey Kong.
I think Donkey Kong's anniversary is coming up soon.
They deserve another game, because how many Mario games we have so far? Mario Brothers?
Scarlet Nexus gameplay.
Huh?
Scarlet Nexus gameplay, you could say that. For Bandai.
Scarlet Nexus.
Did they not show that?
I don't think they showed anything for it.
You know what I would love to see from Bandai? More in the Demon Slayer game?
More of anything, honestly.
You
want to
see more Naruto Storm? Really?
Yeah. Something.
I'm not gonna lie though. At least so we can see if it's like, is that where it's like, really going? Because didn't they say it was supposed to be single player?
Like, no way. There's no way in hell that
game
is
single,
player. It's not selling a single copy.
Yeah, it won't.
Probably not.
If you if we go to Bandai, I just want a nice again. Yeah, I know I say that I sound like a broken record, but a nice turn by turn RPG anime game. I'd be happy with
it. Does Bandai really do turn-by-turn like that?
They gave the Fairy Tail game.
But just that,
yeah.
Right? Everything has been like action RPG.
Yeah, give me a good game turn-by-turn.
You probably...
Anime-wise, I'd be happy.
You're probably better off looking at Square Enix.
I'm ready to just say anime shouldn't be video games anymore.
No.
Well, I'm
there with it.
Anime can be video games. They just... Like, every anime...
They just
have
can't
to be
all be made by
games.
Bandai.
Yeah.
I think
that's the problem.
Even if it's made by Bandai, it's like they don't all have to be...
Naruto
the same fucking
form.
Game. Like, every game is just Naruto?
Yeah.
Or Kakarot.
But, you know what? That's
which
what
is
we,
just Xenoverse.
That's what we were saying about Naruto when it was basically Tenkaichi.
No, but Tenkaichi was fun. It was 2D.
And it was a different type. Like, Naruto was, like, the first one that I played, at least, that went to, like, a 2.5D.
Yeah.
In terms of the thing for anime games, that it went 3D. Then it was changing. But it's like, it feels like Bandai's at a point where it's, like, every game that comes out...
Because they know
it's going to be a fighting game.
Because they know it sells.
Well, but it's like, bro, give me something that's not fighting. Like the Fairy Tale game.
Mm-hmm.
Throw some more just RPGs out there, bro.
Well, I'm at this point right now where I'm tired of DLCs.
You know what the Demon Slayer game should be?
Sorry.
It should be like how the Tales games are.
What?
Where you can like link your arts together to one button and that's how you do your combos and shit.
Okay.
Like how those games play.
Oh,
that's
so
how
like you would
play.
Do Form 1... And link
yeah.
it into form
so like you have
three.
Form 1, you can link it into 3 and then that into 5.
Okay.
Or you can start with 2 or start with 1 then go to 3 then
yeah,
2.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like that, because you got 11 arts. It's like, okay.
I feel like it should be, like, it should have mm-hmm. a good story mode.
It should be focused
like
on the story mode.
One of those, like a...
You know what it is?
Like a ratchet, you know?
It shouldn't even have...
But just
it
like...
It shouldn't even have a story mode. It should just be story.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it should just be
like Naruto.
Yeah,
like
don't
know?
Try to make it again. Because first off, whatever you're going to cover in Demon Slayer, you're going to have, what, like 6 or 7 characters
mm-hmm.
to use? So if it's a fighting game, we're just going to be fighting with the same 6 or 7 characters.
Pretty much.
Unless you're just going to update this as the anime comes out, like, every year or so. Every year.
Well, Xenoverse is still getting an update, so...
Which is true,
no,
but Xenoverse is getting... Most of their updates are just like, here are some old characters that y'all didn't want it.
I personally think Demon Slayer should have... Demon Slayer should be like a beat-em-up game. It should be like
one versus a thousand type game.
No, like you might be saying what I'm thinking, but it's like Turtles in Time or Streets of Rage and stuff like that, where you move around with because you like you said it's only like 6 characters.
But that's why I would want it to be a story
like
Crash Bandicoot,
like to where it's like heavy on
the like
story.
A single player
yeah,
story
like,
game
Demon
playing
Slayer,
through the story
like, you go through the villages.
Like Kakarot basically.
Yes.
That's how.
Because
yes.
Yeah.
Give us more games like Kakarot,
like
and I'm in for it.
Yeah, except for Dragon Ball Z games, who's did
yes.
it a million times. Because
it's like
yeah.
Dragon Ball.
New
it's like
anime
yeah.
games.
Dragon Ball
like,
Yakko was
like, yeah, like you know.
But like if Juju comes out,
oh, that's funny. How
you
know?
Like Juju,
in,
you could make a fighting.
You know,
game.
We haven't done one of those in a while.
It
was
well
deserved.
But we're still talking about video games because
yeah.
I feel like Dragon
yeah.
Ball Z has the formula. It's just that. We just played over and
the
over
problem
again.
Is, like,
that's
we've...
So we don't appreciate it, but imagine
we've got
a
the
Demon
Dragon Ball
Slayer,
games
like,
yeah,
in those
that's
20s.
Why I truly
like,
don't
look at
play
Naruto.
All.
Look at the Naruto games we've got.
But truthfully, that's why I truthfully don't play all these anime video games anyway.
Me neither.
Because it just don't get me nowhere. Now, the point I was trying to get to, I'm sorry, I don't want to, like, ping-pong off, but that's why I don't like DLCs. DLCs are starting to tick me off now because look how E3 presented itself. Every game that came out was basically this is a DLC. This is a DLC this. This is a remake of this. I'm sorry. Like, in retrospect, let's look at it like this. When games drop, they're like albums. When you drop an album, you know, we got 12 songs on the album. We're super hyped for the album. We cherish that album. When the album's done, it's like, damn, I wish they would have did more. Then they do a deluxe. That deluxe, they add like a good 4 more songs to it. And then we're happy of that album. Correct? am I wrong anywhere? Mm-hmm. So now, boom. Game-wise, let's say, for example, okay. I'm going to hate doing this. God forgive me. Avengers come out with these six characters, or whatever the case may be, and I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
All right, I won't press the button.
But look, Avengers come out, right? And then I'm like, I wish we had a Spider-Man, a Spider-Man, a Black Panther, a Cyclops, let's say Wolverine. Why don't they just do one big-ass DLC? So that way we're happy with it.
Because that's how they make money now.
Yeah, exactly. You got, well, but it's also more than that. It's to keep people playing.
But also, of course, but my thing is like, we already accepting what we got already. Like, even if, I can even go so far as Grand Theft Auto. Thanks, man. Thanks. This been on my mind heavy. I can even go as far as, like, Grand Theft Auto, we went from having it on a P3 to a P5 now. And they just been adding mad stuff, which is backdating. Because they're making so much money for it, they backdating even releasing a 6.
Well, so I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But like for Grand Theft Auto, it would be hard to say that's why they're doing it.
I personally feel like that.
Because Grand Theft Auto, it's going to be a huge game. Mm-hmm. Like development time on that, probably normally for them would be like a good like 6 to 8 years. They just told you about it sooner than
that
normal.
Too, hold on.
Because it wouldn't make sense for them to give away something that people pay for in a game that people are already playing without them giving any like impetus to keep playing it for free
and
every month until the game comes out, as if they're punishing themselves.
So, that's true. You know? And with Grand Theft Auto, right? There's no story,
and it's not really like once you get
before
to the
game came out. Everything we're getting in Grand Theft Auto is like self-made. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These other games,
as far as the online, at
we know Dragon Ball story. We know Ratchet and Clank.
So I see what you're saying when it comes to like Dragon Ball. If it's like Dragon Ball, the DLC is the Super Saga. It's like, nigga, I watched that 2 years ago.
Be honest with you, I'm just thinking.
No, because with Grand Theft Auto, everything they give us as DLC is brand new to us. Yeah. If they give us a Street Fighter game and the DLC is
a character from Street Fighter,
we're like, we had Akuma all our life. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Or like, so that's
why I would like with the Avengers game. I see what you're saying.
Avengers,
like,
I get it.
Oh, it's an Avengers game.
I get the concept, but
they gave you the core 6.
I know, but it's like if it's an Avengers game, you know niggas going in. Once you show Spider-Man,
yeah, that's the easiest game to
people
get a lot of
Spider-Man
critics because we know Avengers. You know
yeah,
what
like
I mean?
We know them. Like with Grand Theft Auto, it's like, oh, you unlock this new gun that's never been in the game before. It's like, ooh.
No, what I'm saying is like...
No, I feel what you're saying, though.
No, I get what you're saying.
Some of the games...
It's just that Grand Theft Auto you can't use because it's new to us.
I know.
Like,
so
for example...
The other games...
So what I want to say...
You played 15, right?
15?
Final Fantasy 15?
Yes.
It's like how they did the DLC in that. Because the DLC that came out in 15 was, like, literally adding, like, sentences to cutscenes.
You know what?
That they felt they needed to add because they didn't tell enough of the story. That's physically, it's like, that's what you delay the game for.
I like your analogy.
The cutscene's not together.
I like your analogy. That's perfect.
And I have to pay for DLC
but
to
the
get the
best,
full cutscene.
But the best way I can explain it, the best way I can explain that came out perfect, Zelda. Breath of the Wild came out when Nintendo first came out, correct?
When the Switch came out.
When the Switch came out? Mm-hmm. Like a year later, I think they put a DLC in. Mm-hmm. They never did nothing else after. They just let you rock with that, and then they said, you know what? Breath of the Wild 2 is coming out now.
Because you could make story to Breath of the Wild. A lot of the games have story already established. That it's like, you can't add anything without anything negative. Like if they add
like something,
if they add a Demon Slayer game, right? If they make a Demon Slayer game this year, right? Mm-hmm. Add the DLC, right? Where we fight Muzan, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Boom. Now we're like, oh, they're making a new Demon Slayer game in 3 years, right?
It's going to be the
now,
same shit again.
Now, the DLC is going to be the same thing.
That's why, like, so, Storm, like, if there was any DLC, it'd be like, you get this one character. It was like, wouldn't it be any story? Because it's like,
so
if we tell you the story, we're going to be telling you the same story until we stop making
new stories. Like, a lot of these games, for Nintendo at least, you can make two new stories, but a lot of games already are...
Unless it's Mario and it's just Peach's cat.
Because, like, for example, like you're saying, Breath of the Wild, I can see, like, where it'd be, like, maybe you don't... I think that was your example of, like, a good way that they did it.
Yeah, good way.
But, like, for example, they could have, technically, two, if two is really just exploring the sky... You just had DLC where something blows up and then you're exploring the sky.
Yeah, but it seems like it's a lot more of that.
But it's going to be more. I think what most companies do is they determine the DLC based off of, at least I think what the companies are good at it do. What they do is, not even just what the fans, they determine the DLC based off of how much story are we actually trying to tell.
Well, we should
like, could we just make this story a separate game, or is it like, this is like 5 hours of story, let's just...
Well, we should have made this a whole new episode.
Yeah.
DLCs. Truthfully, DLC.
We can do that as a separate episode.
But we still have to do the Nintendo one. And yeah, we can talk about it.
But my thing is, my thing is with DLCs that tick me off the most is like, it's just like every 2 weeks is like a new DLC.
But I could feel you with that.
Because that's weeks, how, and I wanted to touch on something that you said too, right? With your Dragon Ball Z's theory, right? Let's say all instances. Of course, all of us, we can all agree right now that Kakarot game is a load of crap. Because by the time...
Only because we know the story. We know the story. Though.
Exactly. So follow the theory now.
Okay.
On how you can make this better and just one shot it. You get what I'm saying? So Kakarot, let's say this joint goes up to... Let's say that Kakarot game goes up to the Android saga, let's say, right?
Okay.
It stops there. You beat the game. Hooray. We already knew the storyline. DLC time. Okay. You could do two DLCs. First DLC... Boom. Now you can do the Boo Saga. We already know the story of Boo Saga, but at least the game went a little further than how we normally played the game.
But that's how they do it.
Yeah, literally.
That's exactly what they did with Cut.
Now, what I will say.
They did the Boo Saga with it?
So,
the Boo Saga
is in Super.
The first DLC was Super, and then the second DLC was Future Trunks.
I won't lie. I didn't play Kakarot, so I don't know, but this is how. This is how I envision.
That's how you would want DLC.
But you see, again, to that point, you know the story, so it's hard to like sell the same.
That's
thing
why I'm like, even with that, because now they tell you, okay, $20 to play through the Boo Saga. It's like, again, because I did that in Xenoverse, I did that in Takaichi, I did that in this.
But that's what I'm saying.
I watched it twice.
So I read it twice.
So look,
twice. Anybody over the age of 25 and you've only seen Dragon Ball Z twice. Never saw Toonami a day in their lives.
That's
a
watch on Toonami.
My thing is, it's like to expand the game to where it needs to be for us to enjoy it. So if we saw the Boo Saga already, let's get to the Boo Saga.
That shouldn't be.
Then go Super. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what they're doing. Yeah.
So that's what they did. They did it up to Boo, and then they started dropped Super as a DLC.
Yeah,
okay. What I wish they would do is, because dropping Super as a DLC still doesn't make sense. We were far enough along in Super for it to just be part of the fucking game. It's not like you didn't know Beerus.
I'd make them like new roles. Like, you know, like you could have a role where Goku or like Gohan stays in his fighter mode. You get what I'm saying? Like, instead of Saiyan Man, you could say like
alternate history.
Yeah, like how they
did.
Exactly.
But what they did though, which I thought was dope with the Future Trunks one, they showed it for like the first most of it from like Gohan's point of view. So, true. Like, you start off the future Gohan arc just playing as Gohan, like, fighting the androids.
Adult Gohan.
Future
Gohan.
Like, you play...
That Gohan don't have an arm.
You play with him with the arm. You play the fight where he loses his arm. His arm is gone. You get the cutscene with Trunks. You train Trunks for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to fight the androids, and they're, like, giving you, like, what's going on in Gohan's mind while he's thinking this. And the whole time, from, like, the second he lost his arm, he was just like, well, it's all on Trunks now. Basically from then on, like he waited, and they even added to it, like they showed him like literally before he like dies, he doesn't just like get knocked down and die. He's actually like holding them off or whatever. It's fine if you ain't watched Dragon Ball.
This is probably our first spoiler in like two episodes.
Yeah, right. But that's the thing with
but like that's fine because they're showing a different side to it. Because that's something we never saw in any of the other game calendars.
Exactly.
Goku's perspective. Where's Dragon Ball Vegeta? What was Vegeta doing? Let's follow Vegeta from when he was younger.
Yeah, let's follow Vegeta from Namek to Goku's return.
Right?
Yeah, like, you know, like, that's the stuff.
Give me something like that.
Because that's new story to us, really. Like, you know, like, game, like, us, we know the storyline of the stuff, so if they keep feeding it to us...
Like, if you're just telling us the same story the same way and just saying, oh, well, you press this button now in addition. Zelda has stories
you can keep going because there's no, like, show or there's no, like...
And it's because of the premise of Zelda. Like, Zelda could pop up when the fuck... So, they could do a current day Zelda, technically, right?
And that's true, but we're...
So, guys, I'm loving this discussion, but we have about 5 minutes left. So, we're going to save the rest of it for a DLC episode.
Okay. That was just a little sneak preview.
So let's just do final feelings on this year's E3.
It's underwhelming for me.
Overall, I would have been better just sleeping through the week.
Okay.
Booty butt.
Shout out to SMT, Far Cry 6, Redfall, Halo, Forza. So, probably best of show overall.
So I would say that to give this E3 credit, right? I don't want to make it seem like it was all bad.
They did do it through COVID.
They did do it through COVID. Mm-hmm. And more so, I feel like because the show itself was underwhelming, the really good games stood out more. Yeah.
So, that's true. Which might have been on purpose.
So when we saw, like, Corn, you were here when we did the live reactions. When we saw Forza for the first time and we saw the graphics to it, it was that much better. Stunning. Because absolutely everything stunning. Else
literally looked like a PS3 game. Yeah. It's almost like they did that on like purpose to make it look better.
And then it was like, oh my god, here's this.
It was like, okay, we're still moving towards it. Then Forza comes out. It's like, what the hell else were the other games I looked at?
If anything, I would say for E3, it's not a good look for them coming back after being gone last year.
Yeah.
But it does make me look forward to the next E3.
So, it did the opposite for me. Because this E3, it seemed like none of the, like, places really want to show off like their big games.
Yeah.
Because even Halo is almost like Microsoft was like, yeah, and Halo's coming out. Free multiplayer. It's like Nintendo ain't say nothing about Pokemon.
Yeah.
Bandai ain't say nothing about games that are coming out like this week. Like they have a game coming out next week they ain't talk about nothing.
So I have a question. Wait, do you want to
go ahead.
You want to talk about your feelings on E3 real quick?
Oh, okay.
No, you did, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I did.
Okay, my last point is just PlayStation being gone, I think, was obvious.
Okay, so so from each of us, right, what's your feedback to them? What do you want to see next year?
Next year, I want companies to only show up if they have something to show.
Okay, so in long term, shrink the
yeah,
fat.
Yeah, don't show me something that you... if it's not something new, don't show me something that you've already shown.
So trim the fat. Okay.
With me, I want you to be less with DLC, more...
So new games?
Yeah, more new games of what the fans want, really.
Okay.
If you...
Tell the difference between E3 and, like, your own, like, private showing. Like, I shouldn't be more hyped.
Versus DLC.
You know, like, I shouldn't be more hyped for, like, Nintendo's...
Directs.
Separate Direct. Correct. Versus their E3 Direct.
So, for what I would say, I just want them to take full advantage of the next gen. Like, you know, I feel like they're handicapping it right now because they want P4 and Xbox One to still be... Like, the next one, I need, like, PS5, only. Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Exclusively for P4.
Like, you know, like,
for Xbox.
I need... Because this is crazy to me.
It's blasphemy.
Yeah, I feel like...
I mean, but you have to understand, not a lot of people have these, you know...
What I'm saying. Next year.
Yeah, next year.
By next year, good percentage most definitely.
Next year, that's what I'm saying.
Well, even before we say a good percentage should have it, by next year, they need to be making enough for motherfuckers to be able to get it.
Agreed.
Like, less than $1,200.
But you understand, most of these people got it now. Most of gamers got it now, but not the...
Oh no!
The whole entirety.
Nah, you'd be surprised. No.
Yeah.
Most of them don't have
scalpers.
Actually, from what I've seen, it looks like the people who don't have it are like the gamers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like the gamers are the ones that don't have it yet. It's like everybody else that just realized gaming was a thing to not use to call people names and shit.
Who was like? It's like, oh, I'd never play a game.
I'd never play a game. That's nourishing. Now you buying up 17 P5s and don't know what to do with it.
That's my takeaway.
I need the strong gamers to start jumping scout. Never mind.
Next year, I hope P5 and Xbox and Nintendo, hopefully with the Pro, they start.
So next week is anime.
Before we get to next week,
we got that's gonna be DLCs. We gonna talk DLCs.
Yeah, we'll talk DLCs.
Yeah, promise DLC.
Last
first episode, I actually came up with an idea for.
Last thing before we finish with E3.
Mm-hmm.
Take-Two's event, I heard people online were shitting on it. I'm like, bro, that's, first off, based off what we got from most of these companies this year, is actually more interesting than most of the things, because Gearbox wasn't doing nothing at all. It's like, it's a cool thing if they want to use their time to have a talk about gender equality and racial equality in the gaming industry, which is what we're paying increase in money to support. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know?
That's true.
It's not, I mean, let's be honest, we'll probably pay more in games than we do to most people outside of, like, rent and shit like that. Because two games a month, that's $140 a month.
I would say we spend about $20 maybe every 2 weeks on Warzone.
Yes.
Yeah, like, all that money you're going in there, you don't want to go into a place that's like, ha, that's a woman. Nah, she can't work here. Nah, he's gay. He can't work here. Look, if you make games that look good, my nigga. Want to be. All
right, guys. Great pod. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. Remember, you can... our website is coming soon. You can... find us on Anchor.
Subscribe to our YouTube. Yes, videos coming soon.
Subscribe to our OnlyFans. That's coming soon too.
It is not
strictly controlled. It is not.
Okay.
It is not.
Hey.
We don't.
Don't knock it.
Don't knock it. Any revenue is revenue.
Oh, I like that.
We forgot that.